This is Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy, Christian Finfrock. At Retirement Income Strategies, Christian and his team help individuals develop easy-to-understand solutions for protecting and preserving your wealth in retirement. For the next hour, sit back and enjoy Retirement Income Strategies with Christian Finfrock and your host, Jen Rezac.
Inflation pressures, high health care costs, increasing taxes, these are all top concerns for retirees. But there are even more challenges to consider as you are getting closer to retirement. Christian Finfrock starts us off today with a list of top retirement concerns that will shape the year. We are so glad you're here with us today on Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy. Christian Finfrock, of course, is the Madison Money Guy. This is going to be a great show as we talk about some of these top concerns. So looking forward to hearing some of your insights on this, Christian.
Yeah, and I think it's important to remember, like, you know, so I always think when we do these shows, I feel, gosh, we're so pessimistic. But I always say, like, hey, what we're trying to do at Retirement Income Strategies is build a plan that plans for the worst, but hopes for the best.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think most people, you know, plan for the best and hope that there's not the worst. And so at the end of the day, retirement planning is risk management. I just had a really great conversation with a long-term client of mine that finally retired and we're kind of reconstructing, if you will, the portfolio. And I just went through this whole, like, hey, there's so many things kind of happening at one time right now, and I really don't have a crystal ball. And so I'm going to give you two options here. And the first one's what I really recommend, because I think as a risk manager, we really have to plan for the worst. And there's a lot of things happening right now all at the same time that create some concern, actually a lot of concern, quite frankly. And so, but here's another one that says, you know, it's riskier. If you're okay with that, probably will be okay, but, and I'll let you choose. And at the end of the day, you know, the clients said, you know, you're the advisor, what do you recommend? And we went with option one. So yeah, let's get through it. There's a lot of things to worry about. Yep. And as you always say, Jen, you do a good job at this, and hopefully I do as well. If you're 3 to 5 years from your retirement, you probably need to be building a plan. What got you here is not going to get you, more than likely, through a successful retirement. Remember, you can retire whenever you want. The real question is, how long will your money last? So let's talk about some of the risks.
Yeah, absolutely. And really quickly, just to put this out here as we get started, 608-208-1800, by the way, as we go through this list, if you are realizing you have some of these same concerns, maybe you are looking for answers for some of these things, maybe you're concerned about putting together that plan that Christian was just talking about, 608-208-1800. Just want to get that number out. One more time, that's 608-208-1800. So here are some of the top questions or concerns that people have about retiring here in 2024. The first one regards Medicare. Medicare premiums going up in 2024. You know, Christian, what we saw here, the Inflation Reduction Act really hasn't, you know, stopped any jumps, especially in Medicare Part D premiums. And a lot of people have discovered their premiums are higher in 2024. So one of those things we got to be aware of, what's going on with our Medicare?
Yeah, I think there was an interesting phenomenon 2 years ago, I think, when we had this massive Social Security increase. If I remember correctly, it was 8.7%. But obviously with that, Medicare premiums went up as well. And so truth is, most retirees were feeling like they had less money. And so this is probably another concern on your list, but this is all related to inflation, and it is no longer the silent killer. For years and years and years, we've been on this show together, Jen, talking about the silent killer. And listen, it is a fact. Expenses are going to increase. At what rate, we don't know. We can control that a little bit with interest rates, but healthcare costs far outpace other expenses. And I think you just need to plan on that. And especially as we look at 76 million baby boomers, the biggest generational shift we've ever had in our country's history, it is extraordinarily likely we're going to have increased medical costs. And interestingly enough, we're also dealing with a major labor issue, and healthcare has been affected as bad as anybody. Healthcare and financial services have really been hurt with this labor crisis shortage, whatever you call it. And at the end of the day, nurses are overworked and underpaid, and I think it's just a fair, you just have to plan on these expenses increasing over time and make sure it's part of your plan.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's another one. What's going on with raising the retirement age? Is this something to be concerned about either from the Biden administration or from Congress? There have been proposals made to raise the Social Security full retirement age from 67 to 69. And for people who are, you know, close to those ages, that could be something to be mindful of.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen. I'm shocked that it hasn't.
Yeah.
I don't think the baby boomers have to worry, but I think the Gen Xers, that's my generation, definitely have to worry. I don't exactly know when the Gen Xers start per se. I'm on the very low end. I was born in 1978.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's the deal. Social Security has changed multiple times. When it was first created, there was one filing age only. It was age 65. We kind of messed around with it a little bit and allowed you to file early at 62 for a reduced amount. And that full retirement age went to 66. And then it slowly increased up to 67, depending on when you were born. But Social Security is running out of money. There's not as many workers putting in as there are coming out. As these baby boomers retire, that will shift even greater. And I think Social Security is going to be here forever, but they have to make changes. And one of those changes is to delay full retirement age. And actually, I thought it would be 70. I think 69 is probably not old enough. But also, let's face it, people are living longer than ever before. They're probably going to work longer than ever before. We've changed the RMD age. We changed, contribution rules because of an aging population. And unfortunately, many of these baby boomers have not really fully prepared for retirement. They haven't saved enough, so they're going to have to work longer. And I just think it's a very realistic expectation. And for the Gen Xers, for sure, I believe you just got to plan on it being the full retirement age. Remember, you can still retire whenever you want. It's just the age at which Social Security is considered full retirement age. And you can claim early also, but it affects the withholdings and taxes, et cetera.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's another one. I'm going to kind of, I think, maybe stir things up a little bit with this one. But another top question or concern that people have regarding student loans. Will student loans ruin my financial future? And I think there's a couple ways to look at this, both from you personally, if student loans are impacting your ability to save for retirement, that's certainly an issue. But then when we talk about this idea of loan forgiveness, this is where I'm kind of poking the bear here a little bit. But again, people do have concerns about how these types of things could impact their retirement and their future.
Yeah, I mean, I struggle with this one, I'll tell you. I was just a guest lecturer at the University of Madison, Wisconsin. I've done this now for, I think, 10 years. I go and speak to the master's degree in taxation students, and these folks are going to retire, or excuse me, they're going to graduate college with a master's degree. They're all CPAs. They've been hired by one of the big fours, and they're all about to make six figures. And I talk about many things, but one of them is balancing the idea of debt and saving for retirement. And, I don't know. I think, first of all, with the debt forgiveness, nobody cares what my opinion is, but my opinion is, if you borrow it, pay it back. And it's just that simple. It's just, if you borrow money from somebody, you pay it back. If you borrow a lawnmower, you give it back. If the government forgives it, all they're doing is transferring it to the tax liability anyways. So you're gonna have to pay higher taxes in the future to pay it. And I just, again, nobody cares about my opinion. I just don't see that being fair at all. And I have none of these statistics in front of me, but I do know the percentage of people that have actually, graduated college or went to college and have student loans is far smaller than the percentage of people that pay taxes. And it just doesn't seem fair to me to transfer somebody's, they borrowed money to transfer to other people that have to pay taxes in the future. Again, I know nobody cares about my opinion, but I think as with anything, student loans are, and it's an important factor, specifically and especially if you've co-signed for one of your children. If it's a private loan and you've co-signed for your children and they don't pay for it or they die, you could have your Social Security garnished. So, as with everything, financial planning is important to balance borrowing money, saving money, how you spend your money, how you pay it off, et cetera. And so I think the important thing here to understand is that planning for retirement is very different than simply growing and accumulating wealth. And if you are 3 to 5 years from retirement, and specifically, if you've accumulated $500,000 or more, call my team. Like at Retirement Income Strategies, all we do is retirement income planning. And the families that come to us, for the most part, have already accumulated the bulk of their wealth. And in general, they're concerned with preserving the wealth they have, creating durable, dependable streams of income, and of course, growing it to keep pace with things like taxes and inflation. And if you call my team today, if you're one of the first 10 callers, as long as you have $500,000 or more, we're going to waive our financial planning fee and you're going to get your own customized Madison Money Map. That's our proprietary process. And again, it's focused exclusively on retirement planning. The number to call is 608-208-1800.
That number one more time, 608-208-1800 to reach Christian Finfrock and the team at Retirement Income Strategies. Christian, of course, is the Madison Money Guy. The last big question or concern that a lot of people have about this year, this being an election year, means there's an awful lot of uncertainty, both here at home. And then, of course, Christian, we've also seen things like conflict overseas. We've seen a lot of different things that could put some additional pressure on our economy. There's a lot of uncertainty, and that always makes people have questions. So what do we need to know, or what are you telling people as far as some of the uncertainty that we're feeling right now, given all that's up in the air with this being an election year and so many big unknowns with our economy?
Yeah, good news, bad news, strings attached, right? Good news, we've had issues. You know, there's always uncertainty. That's good news. Bad news, this is pretty uncertain. You know, we've got conflicts on two fronts right now. We've got the Ukraine-Russia things happening. We've got the Israel-Palestine issue happening. Sure. We have a current administration where many people are very concerned about his mental awareness. A special report just came out calling him a well-meaning elderly gentleman with memory issues. And it doesn't appear like there's many great candidates. You know, we live in one of the greatest countries in the world. Again, nobody cares about my political opinion. I'm actually very, very independent. But there's a lot of uncertainty. Additionally, maybe more importantly, the strings attached, if you will. We just entered this thing called peak 65, where there's more people mm-hmm. turning 65 every single day. I think the number is 11,200 people every day than ever before in history. So for the past three to five years, about 10,000 people every day have been turning 65. We just entered the highest period, and that will continue until roughly 2034. And eventually these people are going to start retiring. And so we are in an extraordinarily uncertain environment where we're going to have more retirees than ever before in history. There's only 30 million Gen Xers. There are 90 million millennials, but are they even saving enough to keep the market afloat? I don't think the market's going to crash and burn per se. I just think it's highly likely and probable we could end up in a very long recession. So again, you have to have a plan. If you're 3 to 5 years from retirement, the plan that got you here will not get you through retirement. In fact, most people don't even have a plan. A portfolio is not a plan. A brokerage account is not a plan. A 401k is not a plan. More importantly, growing and accumulating wealth is easy. It's very easy. One of the things I do when I'm instructing and guest lecturing these college kids is I show them if all they do the day they graduate is open a Roth IRA, they're about 23 years old. If all they do is put $6,000 into that Roth IRA and all they earn is 7.5% per year. Now, remember, the market's going to do about 10% per year. Yes, it's volatile. But if all they do is put $6,000 a year into a Roth and save 7.5%, at age 60, they'll have $1 million.
Wow.
Growing money's easy. But building an income plan and a comprehensive retirement plan that includes estate planning, income, investments, risk, taxes, healthcare, family legacy, that's difficult. But at Retirement Income Strategies, it's all that we do. So if you are 3 to 5 years from your own retirement, as long as you have $500,000 or more, I encourage you to call my team right now for your own comprehensive, customized Madison Money Map. The number to call, 608-208-1800. Again, 608-208-1800 for the Madison Money Map, or go to madisonmoneyguy.com. You must have $500,000 or more and be 3 to 5 years from your own retirement. 608-208-1800.
This is Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy. We'll be back.
Inflation, it never stops. Do you understand how it could impact your retirement savings? Find out by calling the team at Retirement Income Strategies today. 608-208-1800. That's 608-208-1800.
Retirement Income Strategies has a question for you. Is your retirement inflation proof? Here's what we mean. In retirement, chances are you're on a fixed income with unpredictable expenses. So how do you not run out of money when the cost of just about everything continues to go up? You inflation proof it. Christian Finfrock and the team at Retirement Income Strategies can show you ways to help fight inflation so it doesn't outpace your retirement income. Call us today at 608-208-1800 to learn more. Inflation could take a huge chunk out of your retirement savings, but it doesn't have to. With some simple planning, inflation can go from being a major disruption to a minor annoyance. Call Christian Finfrock and the team at Retirement Income Strategies now to start inflation-proofing your retirement today. 608-208-1800. That's 608-208-1800. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Income Strategies, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Could a recession rob you of your retirement dreams? Find out today with Christian's free guide. Get it now at MadisonMoneyRadio.com/protect. That's MadisonMoneyRadio.com/protect.
Thanks for joining us today on Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy. I am Jen Rizak, happy to be here alongside Christian Finfrock. He is the Madison Money Guy. I want to point out, you can see him on TV on weekends, Saturday nights at 5 o'clock on CBS Channel 3, and Sunday mornings at 5:30 on NBC 15, but glad to have him here with me right now. We've repeated the stats time and time again. Thousands of baby boomers retire every day, and by 2030, they will all be 65 years old. Wow. So if baby boomers are up to bat for retirement, Christian, that means Gen X is on deck, wow. Which is kind of hard to think about. We're going to talk about Gen X here in just a minute, but 10,000 baby boomers turn 65 every day, and the number of boomers retiring picked up the pace in 2020 thanks to the pandemic. When you have that many people leaving the workforce, what is the potential impact on the economy, Christian? I'm guessing it's big.
Yeah, it's huge, and it's something I've been talking about for years, and I'm actually kind of surprised that I don't hear other people talking about this. Here's my fear, and I don't want to let this go by. Jen, you and I are in Gen X.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about it. Yeah, we are.
Are we the old? And I shouldn't say this. This is terrible because that would assume that baby boomers are old people. That is not true.
No.
Only
no, no,
old
no.
at heart. Old
right,
at heart.
Right. There you go.
So crazy thought is that Gen X is already, we have to start talking about retirement
we
planning
do.
For them. So the world is moving. Here's my fear, Jen. As people begin retiring, they need income.
Yes.
Right? The retirement planning world, as we know it, is relatively new, right? The IRA was created in 1974, and the great 401k was not created until 1978. Mm-hmm. So the reality is it's 42, 43 years old. And all of a sudden, the first generation of babies that are going to be retiring, for the most part, on what we call the two-legged retirement stool, because 24% of Americans today have pensions. So that means 76% of people only have Social Security and their 401k or their retirement account. And they're going to have to use that to cover their retirement expenses. And most people are going to be pulling out withdrawals, in my opinion, probably higher than the safe withdrawal rate. So we're going to see some money coming out of the stock market. Now, my bigger fear is not necessarily the baby boomers and soon to be Gen Xers pulling money out, but Jen, when I look at some of the younger demographics, even my own demographics, some of my own friends, and certainly the millennials, my fear is that these folks are just not saving enough in the stock market. They're not reinvesting into the stock market. They're not saving 15 or 20% in their retirement account. So is it possible that we're going to see such a generational shift, so many people turning 65 and retiring and so much money coming out of their 401k plans that we could lead into a very extended recession?
Okay.
I don't know. That's what worries me. And I'll tell you another big concern is that one of the thoughts that we've had for a long time is that the saving grace, if you will, is that there's about $30 trillion that's going to change hands in the next 20 years, meaning the death of our parents or potentially us will then transfer to, you know, likely their children or our children. But the SECURE Act effectively eliminated the inherited IRA. And there's suggestion that President Biden's tax plan will eliminate the step up in basis. So what happens if all of a sudden this money that we may have kept tax deferred and kept in the market for tax reasons, all of a sudden, there's no incentive from a tax perspective because we have to pay taxes anyways. Maybe we just end up spending all of that money. I don't know. The problem is it creates enough uncertainty, in my opinion, that if I were in this, you know, neighborhood of retiring anytime in the near future, I would probably be adding some safety elements to my overall diversified retirement plan.
Yeah. Well, and so let's talk about our Gen X folks here, because if you are in Gen X, it is tempting to tune out talk about retirement because you feel like it applies to your parents. You don't really feel like this is you. But we all know time flies when you're having fun, and even when you're not, right? It just goes by. It's going to be your turn before you know it. Plus, you could be in your peak earning years and getting ready for retirement, trying to earn a living in this economy that's being impacted by this wave of baby boomers leaving the workforce. So there's a lot going on here. And the first Gen Xers are in their mid, late 50s now. They're like 56, 57 years old. So Christian, think about the people that you're helping with retirement right now. For those who are in Gen X who still have some time, what do you say to them to help them make the most of these next 10 to 15 years they have?
You got to look at you have to look at the numbers. I mean, the biggest problem with retirement planning is that you don't have a plan at all.
Right.
You haven't even really calculated what you need to retire. I think I don't know how to explain it. I don't want to come across harsh. Is it unintentional ignorance? Is it blissful ignorance? Is it just I'm scared and I don't want to know? I think step number one is you have to figure out, okay, realistically, how much money do I need to be retired? Mm-hmm. And then how much do I have? What's my shortfall? The good news is 10 years is a long time. Now, it's also not a very long time, right? Like you and I, Jen, have talked about this a lot, right? So the other thing is, as you get into your 50s, okay, so once you turn 50, the IRS has recognized you are probably needing to catch up to your retirement goal, and they allow what's called a catch-up contribution. Mm-hmm. So now you can save more money. So I think several things here. The first thing is you have to have a realization on realistically, what am I going to need to be retired, and what do I have currently, and what should I be saving to get to that goal? Once we know that, then we have to look at all of the other sort of risks. And I think Gen Xers are going to face probably even more significant risks than baby boomers, quite frankly, because here's my belief. I think Gen Xers have a risk of Social Security looking very different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to go away. I think it's going to look completely different. And for baby boomers, I'm somewhat convinced they're not going to make any changes that will affect that demographic. I think the Gen Xers will be the first demographic that see changes. And that could be, you know, maybe we don't collect Social Security until age 70. I think that's realistic. Mm-hmm. Maybe they raise our Social Security taxes. I think that's realistic. I think maybe they raise the cap on wages. That certainly is realistic. My point, though, is we're probably going to end up working longer than the previous generation. So unless, of course, you save more money. I also believe that Gen Xers have a bigger tax risk. I think baby boomers definitely have a bigger tax risk, but just by mere time, Gen Xers have longer till retirement, and then probably a longer retirement, tax risk becomes far greater. And so I think once you determine how much you need to be saving, you need to be very intelligent, very mindful about where you're saving. You need to really be considering all of your savings vehicles and options. And all of this can be done with the help of a financial planner, but moreover, a retirement planner. Remember, not all planners are created equal. First and foremost, most advisors are financial salespeople. They work at a company and their job is to sell investments and grow your money. A very small percentage of financial advisors are financial planners, and an even smaller percentage of that number specifically focus on retirement planning. And at Retirement Income Strategies, it's all that we do. So our proprietary process, the Madison Money Map, is yours if you're within 3 to 5 years of retirement, as long as you have accumulated $500,000 or more towards your retirement. All you have to do is call my team right now for your own complimentary version. The number to call is 608-208-1800. You can also go to madisonmoneyguy.com for your own Madison Money Map. Once again, 608-208-1800. We do ask that you be one of the first 10 callers on today's show. Also, that you be within 3 to 5 years of your own retirement. And this is specifically designed for those who have accumulated $500,000 or more towards their retirement. The Madison Money Map at 608-208-1800.
Christian Finfrock is the Madison Money Guy. I'm Jen Rizak alongside. And Christian, I think it's interesting to talk a little bit to some of these younger pre-retirees, people who have a little bit more time, because this is the time to get in front of them. When you still have time to make some changes that can have real meaning over time, I think there's value in that conversation. So if you're in your 40s, you have some time before retirement. I saw CNBC had this decade-by-decade guide to retirement planning, and they did have some thoughts for people in their 40s, things like watching out for the lifestyle creep. What are your thoughts on people who are in their 40s? They still have a little bit of time. What do they need to be thinking about right now?
Well, that's me. This is all my friends. I mean, everybody's different, but I think I love that concept of watch out for the lifestyle creep.
Yeah, this happens.
Yeah, I think that's interesting because we start getting tempted. You know, the term I like to use is keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, we want to go buy stuff to impress people we don't even know.
Or your parents are in their 60s and they're doing all those home remodels and all those things that they've been waiting decades for the kids to be gone to do, and we start doing it in our 40s. Like, we're doing all those things right now, right?
Yeah, that's right. No, I think that's a good point. I think, you know, there's several things that I think about for my own personal situation, and a lot of them are really, quite frankly, kind of boring. I think you really got to start eliminating debt. I think that's really important. You got to quit borrowing money at this point in time. And if you are carrying really nasty debt, meaning credit card debt or car payments, I mean, certainly if you have any sort of a payday loan, of course, you're probably in a financial crunch if you have that. But credit card debt and car loans, we got to get those paid off because that's really bad debt. Student loans comes next, and then your mortgage. Your mortgage is okay, though. The next thing I would say is if you have debt that I just mentioned, my opinion is you should not be paying extra on your mortgage. Now, this is going to be contrary to popular belief, and it might be the unpopular opinion, but for most people, your mortgage rate is locked in for 15, 20, or 30 years. It's probably also a very low rate.
Yes.
Your car payment and credit card are different. They're higher, and your car certainly is depreciating in value. We have to not pay extra on our mortgage until we've eliminated those debts. Then, of course, we have to focus on emergency savings account and saving for our retirement. And Jen, I believe you have to prioritize saving for your retirement. I believe with all my heart. I know for a fact you have to prioritize saving for your retirement over this nonsense idea of getting your mortgage paid off and getting out of debt. Now, in full disclosure, I am also focused on getting out of debt, but I'm saving 25% of my income towards my retirement.
Right.
So I wouldn't pay my mortgage off before I did the savings towards my retirement. Got it. I'm not suggesting that you should save as much money as I do towards my retirement, but I am suggesting you can't start paying extra on your mortgage until you know your retirement's going to be taken care of. And here's why. You can get a loan for your house, for your mortgage. You can refinance.
Yep.
You cannot get a loan for retirement. We talk about this often, but you might plan to work until age 70 because you have to. But oftentimes, statistics tell us you are in a forced retirement, an unexpected retirement. You are let go, and sometimes your physical health just doesn't allow it. Mm-hmm. So the reality is, Jen, we have to look at a lot of things, and we have to start prioritizing. The good news is you're in your 40s. You probably have 10, if you're in your 40s, probably 20 years. So time is on our side, but we really can't delay any longer. We have to start making decisions.
Yeah, just so important to think about that. So, Christian, let's talk for just a second about how we get started, what this looks like if we want to get started making sure that money's going to last.
Jen, probably the first thing is just to call me and my team and take the first step. And if you're one of the first 10 callers on today's show, as long as you've accumulated $500,000 or more towards your retirement, and if you're within 3 to 5 years of that retirement goal, I invite you to call my team at 608-208-1800 for your own complimentary version of the Madison Money Map. Now, income is just one of the 7 areas that we cover on the Madison Money Map. At Retirement Income Strategies, we do comprehensive retirement income planning. And if you've accumulated $500,000 or more towards your own retirement, be one of the first 10 callers today for a complimentary version of our proprietary process we call the Madison Money Map. All you have to do is call or text 608-208-1800 or be one of the first 10 callers, or go to the website at MadisonMoneyGuy.com.
And really, as we talk about some of these folks who have a little bit more time, if you're trying to gauge your readiness, I'd say right now is the perfect time for you to take the checklist challenge. Go to MadisonMoneyRadio.com/list. That is a free checklist that's going to help you make a determination about just how ready you are, what some of the gaps are. Then you can have that conversation with a retirement planner like Christian. But start with the checklist challenge today. MadisonMoneyRadio.com/list. This is Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy. We'll be back.
Have you seen what's happening in the stock market recently? If the volatility is making you nervous, call Retirement Income Strategies today to make sure you aren't taking on more risk than you're comfortable with. 608-208-1800.
According to the U.S. Debt Clock, in the time you hear this commercial, our nation's debt will go up by $1.5 million. That's more than $2 billion a day, $15 billion a week. Right now, our debt is over $31 trillion. It's climbing fast. The question is, how do we pay it off? The answer? Increasing taxes. Now, think about your retirement accounts. Do you want to pay taxes on some of that money now, when rates are historically low, or later, when rates are potentially higher? Now, whether you should pay taxes now or in retirement depends on a lot of things. Christian Finfrock and the team at Retirement Income Strategies know what to look for. Christian can help you create a plan so your retirement is as tax efficient as possible. Call 608-208-1800 to set up your visit with Christian Finfrock and Retirement Income Strategies. That's 608-208-1800. When taxes go up, will you be ready? Call now, 608-208-1800. Firm may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Income Strategies, an SEC registered investment advisor.
If you only think about taxes once a year, you're doing it wrong. To get the most out of your retirement nest egg, you shouldn't just file your taxes. You need to plan for them. 608-208-1800. That's 608-208-1800.
Thanks for joining us today on Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy. I am Jen Rizak, happy to be here alongside Christian Finfrock. He is the founder of Retirement Income Strategies in Evansville. He is the Madison Money Guy, and we are doing things a little bit different on the show today as we are talking to Gen X about retirement planning, which we don't always do. Gen Xers not retiring in droves just yet, but they are pretty worried about how ready they are for retirement. Christian, we've got Gen Xers now in their 40s and 50s, so we don't talk to them a whole lot on the show. But this is a generation that is already starting to worry about how they're going to afford their future in retirement. You see this. I found a headline. I think it was in Forbes talking about how they are way more worried than baby boomers as it relates to their retirement. So for people who still have more than 10 years until retirement, tell me what their priorities need to be in terms of saving.
Yeah, well, this is me. This is my generation.
Yeah, me
so
too.
These are my high school graduate friends, and I'm on the lower end of that. I'll be I'm in my early 40s. I want to call it early 40s. Is 43 still your early 40s?
Well, yeah, because it's not
okay.
Mid yet. Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
You're
yeah, good.
Good.
Okay. Getting old is it's one of those things. So, I think this is interesting to think that we're already talking about retirement planning for Gen Xers, and I think certainly the baby boomers know this, and all generations know this. Time flies. Right. And I can tell you, Jen, that the clients that I work with that are retiring now in the next 3 to 5 years often say they wish they had met me 5 or 10 years earlier.
Yep.
So here's the good news. You have a lot of time on your side. And I think your priorities are probably different than what you think. My belief is you have to start prioritizing getting rid of your debt. Now, you do need to save for retirement, and you may be behind where you should be. If you're in your 40s or 50s, more than likely, everybody's situation is unique and different, but by 40s and 50s, you should have somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 times to 6 times your annual salary. Now, that's a big range. Mm-hmm. So in your 40s, early 40s, you should be in the neighborhood of 3 times your annual salary. And if you're in your 50s, you want to be shooting for 6 times your annual salary. Now, again, this is different. This is different for everybody. But if you've got a bunch of debt, we might have to take our retirement savings and really put it towards that debt first. This is one of those situations where you probably need to start talking to an expert, somebody that specializes on retirement planning that can help you prioritize your thought process at this stage in the game. Mm-hmm. Also, for Gen Xers, you probably have college age kids. Yeah. They are either in college or they're getting close to college. You're probably getting close to where your mortgage might be paid off in the next 10 to 15 years, and you're wondering if you should accelerate that payment. So interestingly enough, you're probably going to have bigger challenges than the baby boomer generation. You're probably going to live longer than the baby boomer generation. That means a bigger longevity risk gap. You're potentially going to see higher taxes in your lifetime. You might see higher inflation in your lifetime. More opportunity for stock market correction. So more than likely, as a Gen X, now's not the time to start getting panicked and reducing your risk. Now, again, everybody's situation is unique and different. Now we really have to be intentional about our prioritization on what money goes where. Mm-hmm. I think the first thing to do is just pick up the phone and call a specialized retirement planner, somebody that can help you start getting things on paper and together prioritize what your objectives are going to be for the next 10 to 15 years.
All right. And Christian, here's another thing that we see, since you mentioned for a lot of Gen Xers, probably have some college age kids now. We do see a lot of Gen X and baby boomers who are in this sandwich generation, what we call the sandwich generation. They're helping take care of their parents and their kids at the same time. And this really puts a squeeze on you, especially if you are trying to make sure that you're going to be okay financially. So if you do have those financial or caregiving responsibilities for multiple family members, how does that potentially impact your own well-being in the future? And how do you make sure that it doesn't ruin you financially?
Yeah, this is a hot topic. Several of my close friends are dealing with this. In some situations, it's almost necessary to see the comical side. As certainly as we deal with our aging parents and then our teenage children, and it becomes very difficult, especially if we're financially obligated to both. You know, the answer here is a very difficult answer. And unfortunately, at some point, you have to draw the line and start being a little selfish. Mm-hmm. As parents, we want to help our children. I think some families help their children too much because, again, you can't get a loan for your retirement.
Right.
You may not physically be able to keep working as long as you think you're going to have to work. It's a hard thing to sit here and say, but sometimes you have to draw the line in the sand and say, I just cannot help you financially with these things because right. I have to focus on my own retirement planning goals. And, you know, I know my opinion doesn't certainly matter to your specific situation, but I would selfishly say I grew up in a financially challenged household. I didn't have help really for anything. I had to buy my own first car. I was working at 13 and, I think that helped me be more responsible in my later years, certainly. And I think a lot of my personal financial objectives are specifically because of how I was raised. I will also say, I don't know, I don't want to say I'm tough on my daughters, but I'm not as, what's the word? I don't give them everything. I made them pay for half of their own vehicle. I made them pay for some of their college.
Right.
And so I personally believe that it's okay to do those kinds of things and it builds character, but it is going to put some emotional strains on your relationship potentially. And I think it's necessary to talk these things out.
Yeah.
Jen, at the end of the day, every situation is unique. And there's a lot of complications when we start talking about family matters with specifically the sandwich generation. And far be it from me to stand here and give generic advice on the radio, because I am sensitive to the fact that everybody's situation is different. And even in my own life and with my own daughters and with my own parents, I've dealt with some challenging financial situations. Now, the good news is a risk exposure assessment is part of our proprietary process we call the Madison Money Map. And this Madison Money Map can be yours at no cost if you're one of the first 10 callers on today's show. The number to call is 608-208-1800. You can text that number. You can also go to madisonmoneyguy.com. Now, the Madison Money Map is complimentary for the first 10 callers on today's show. As long as you're within 3 to 5 years of your own retirement, this is designed for those who have accumulated $500,000 or more towards their retirement. The Madison Money Map at 608-208 1800.
Talking today with Christian Fenfrock. He is the founder of Retirement Income Strategies in Evansville. He is the Madison Money Guy, and always good to talk to some of those folks who have a few more years until retirement. But for those who are on the doorstep of retirement, the big thing that happens here is this is a shift. This is a transition that happens. You go from shifting from saving to now trying to figure out how the heck do you get income out of your savings and how do you make it last? Yeah. What are the big things that those folks need to be thinking of, the people who are closer to that window, that 3 to 5 year window that you talk about so often?
You've got to pick up the phone and call an expert. This is something you've never done before. This is a scary, very important transition. And there is an enormous amount of uncertainty in our stock markets. There are some really sophisticated terms that I like to avoid, but are very important to understand. Terms like sequence of returns risk. Let me explain what that means. It means we all know the stock market is going to have some years with losses. We know that it might even have a crash and an extended recession. What we don't know is when is that going to happen? And the biggest risk for somebody transitioning into retirement is that that happens in the early years of taking money out. We also talk about this concept of reverse dollar cost averaging, which is the exact opposite of dollar cost averaging. So when you're young and you're working and you're growing your money, for the most part, your savings are on autopilot. Every time you get paid, you put money into your 401k or your work retirement plan. Maybe you have an IRA that automatically drafts and makes a deposit. So when the market goes up and down, the truth is over a long period of time, that helps you by lowering your overall share price. However, when you start taking money out to create a paycheck in retirement, that now becomes your biggest risk because you don't know if your withdrawal is going to come out the day the market's down 20%. Or the day the market is up 20%. It's why it's crucial to have a written retirement income plan to eliminate the risks that are inherently present in all retirement plans. And these are all invisible and impossible to predict risks. We know they're there, we just don't know precisely when they're going to be there. And this transitionary process is exactly what we do at Retirement Income Strategies. Our entire proprietary approach is designed to safely transition you from your working years, from your growth and accumulation years, into your preservation and retirement income years. You just have to pick up the phone and give us a call.
That number again is 608-208-1800. That is 608-208-1800. And would you say, Christian, is there a good time to get a second opinion on everything that you've done? Because a lot of people, they have done a good job with the saving part and they have probably started to put some things in place. But when is it a good time to get a second opinion on that just to make sure that you are on the right track and you're not setting yourself up for problems down the road?
Yeah, I think when you start approaching 3 to 5 years from retirement, maybe 10 years from retirement, that transitionary process is very important to understand. The person that got you to retirement is typically not the person that's going to get you into and through retirement. In fact, Wall Street Journal wrote an article years ago called "The Is My Advisor Right for My Retirement?" And in it, they surmised chances are no. The pro that you went to buy your stocks and bonds and grow this portfolio, it's not like there's just a magic light switch that they can turn on or off in the office and turn it into an income planning phase. And so you need to be getting an opinion from an expert that specializes in your area of need. And at Retirement Income Strategies, all we do is create retirement income strategies. Now, if you're within the first 10 callers on today's show, as long as you're within 3 to 5 years of your own retirement, and if you've accumulated $500,000 or more towards that retirement, we invite you to call my team at 608-208-1800 for your own complimentary Madison Money Map. Once again, call 608-208-1800. This is designed for the first 10 people on today's show. You can also go to madisonmoneyguy.com or call or text 608-208-1800.
Christian Fenfrock is the Madison Money Guy. He is the founder of Retirement Income Strategies in Evansville. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Build your Madison Money Map. with the team at Retirement Income Strategies today. Call Christian and his team at 608-208-1800. That's 608-208-1800.
Retirement Income Strategies has a question for you. Is your retirement inflation-proof? Here's what we mean. In retirement, chances are you're on a fixed income with unpredictable expenses. So how do you not run out of money when the cost of just about everything continues to go up? You inflation-proof it. Christian Finfrock and the team at Retirement Income Strategies can show you ways to help fight inflation so it doesn't outpace your retirement income. Call us today at 608-208-1800 to learn more. Inflation could take a huge chunk out of your retirement savings, but it doesn't have to. With some simple planning, inflation can go from being a major disruption to a minor annoyance. Call Christian Finfrock and the team at Retirement Income Strategies now to start inflation-proofing your retirement today. 608-208-1800. That's 608-208-1800. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Income Strategies, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
It might ramp up or it could slow down, but inflation never goes away. Do you know how it could impact your retirement savings? Find out. 608-208-1800. That's 608-208-1800.
Thanks for joining us today on Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy. I am Jen Rizak alongside Christian Finfrock. He is the founder of Retirement Income Strategies in Evansville. He is the Madison Money Guy. He's very well behaved. He knows there are certain things you know you're not supposed to bring up at a dinner party. There are topics you're just too uncomfortable to want to talk about with your kids or your financial professional, even your spouse. But these are important things to think about as you get close to retirement. So, Christian, we're just going to have to do it. We're just going to have to dig in. This is our Forbes list, top five for this week, five most taboo topics in retirement. And we'll try, Christian, not to be too Michael Scott here. I know you're a fan of The Office. We don't want to be cringy, but we're going to have to get into it, right?
We can't get away with that today, and not in today's day and age.
No, we've talked
about that
before. The Office
is my favorite sitcom of all time.
So
I watch it still to bring relief to my stressful day sometimes, but it would not fly in today's day and age.
No. So we will try to navigate carefully here as we get into this. So here we go. And of course, we count backwards for a top five list. So we start with number five on the list.
Right.
Mental health in retirement. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about what you have seen with clients who struggle with loss of identity or isolation after they leave their careers behind. Do you see that?
Always. This is why, Jen, you and I have talked for years now about your purpose. And, you know, people come to a retirement planner to talk about money and dollars and cents. And as you know, my first visit, we almost never talk about that. You know, we want to get to know them as people. But more importantly, what will you do with all of your time? The average person works between 2,000 and 2,500 hours every year. That means it's likely that over your career, you could work as many as 90,000 hours. And when you retire, there's a big empty spot in your life. So what will you do to fulfill your purpose and your time? And how will you fight away loneliness and sadness, especially in the event of a premature death of a loved one? And we talk about this. We talk about it in every setting that we have because, you know, Jen, unfortunately, one of the most important risks of retirement is dying. And we know death is inevitable. We just don't know when it's going to be. So I think this is a really great topic. And I think mental health, for whatever reason, is taboo. I think we're making a lot of strides in today's day and age. But I think, you know, I would also go as far as saying I think that's something that 2020 really taught us as people were confined to their homes maybe and away from their family and friendships and unable to do some of the normal, you know, routine things that people do, go out to eat, enjoy fellowship, etc. And I think that there was a lot of loneliness. And I'll tell you, speaking from my own client base, I had quite a few people that retired and they really wished that they had not. You know, they found themselves really lacking a sense of purpose and identity and boy, I had a lot of people tell me how boring their life was through the midst of all of that. So I think that's a good one.
Yeah, it is a tough one. I want to move on to number four on our list of taboo topics in retirement. It's divorce. Yeah. Over the last 30 years, the divorce rate after age 50 has doubled in the U.S. And not only is that an emotional upheaval in your life, but talk about the financial challenges for a couple who is considering or going through a divorce as they get close to retirement.
Yeah, I'm glad that's on the list. I'm surprised it's down that low because, you know, the fastest growing divorce segment, if you will, is what we refer to as gray divorce or silver divorce.
Yeah.
It's people 50 and older. You know, let me just say, let's do the serious part of this is YANA. You're never alone. I have unfortunately dealt with this not only personally in my own life, but quite regularly with my client base. It is very sad. It is never planned for, and certainly oftentimes it is unexpected. But in today's day and age, from a financial planning perspective, it is imperative that we give that some consideration. Now, that relates to the mental health one we just got done with too. So, but from a financial perspective, Jen, the fastest way to become a millionaire is to have $2 million and get divorced. And so is no joke. Extraordinarily painful. And depending on your financial circumstances, there's the likelihood of ongoing spousal support payments. And a lot of my clients won't have to worry about child support payments, but it's important that we understand the financial side of it. And it can be really devastating. I think sometimes the mental health side of it is worse than the financial side of it. But what I will tell you is I promise you, you are never alone. Unfortunately, at Retirement Income Strategies, we deal with this on somewhat of a regular basis. I wish we did not. I find myself quite versed in this world. I actually, as part of my workout group in the morning, work out with a recovering divorce attorney. And I only say that because the mental health burden that it played on him personally, he had to change practices.
Wow.
So he couldn't deal with it any further. But he was an expert in divorce. He was a divorce attorney. He is no longer, but... But it's important, Jen. I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, I mean, it turns everything upside down for both spouses, really. And especially if someone is the one who wasn't in charge of the money and they're the ones who are trying to figure this out. Just talk about how you can help someone start all over with a new plan if they've gone through this.
Yeah, I mean, it happens so often, and it does. I think it's important to mention that. You know, and for whatever reason, I know we've come a long way in our identities between men and women and the equalness, if you will. But for whatever reason, divorce still impacts women disproportionately than men. And I don't know what the answer to that is. I'm not trying to be sexist. I hope nobody gets angry with me. But this is why I teach Smart Women Retire Rich. I'm so passionate about this. And it's why I also require both parties of a relationship come to every face-to-face visit. It's not an option. We think that it is absolutely in your best interest to both be there. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel, Jen. And I will tell you, once the divorce is final, we can sit down with you one-on-one and really help you create your own identity and give you clarity and sense of purpose. And a lot of times it's better, quite frankly. I certainly don't think that it's better to be divorced, but I've often found certainly that the woman in the relationship finds a great deal of peace of mind because we're able to put clarity and sense of purpose and, more importantly, align their values with their money. At the end of the day, that's why I call our approach customized. At Retirement Income Strategies, we actually customize a plan for you. This is not a cookie cutter approach. This is not like the brokerage next door in every neighborhood in every city across America. We do custom financial planning for people who are retirement planning age. Our proprietary process, the Madison Money Map, is yours if you're within 3 to 5 years of retirement, as long as you have accumulated $500,000 or more towards your retirement. All you have to do is call my team right now for your own complimentary version. The number to call is 608-208-1800. You can also go to madisonmoneyguy.com for your own Madison Money Map. Once again, 608-208-1800. We do ask that you be one of the first 10 callers on today's show. Also, that you be within 3 to 5 years of your own retirement. And this is specifically designed for those who have accumulated $500,000 or more towards their retirement. The Madison Money Map at 608-208-1800.
Talking today with Christian Finfrock. He is the founder of Retirement Income Strategies in Evansville. He is the Madison Money Guy, number 3 on our list of taboo topics. religion. Don't want to spend a ton of time on this because we have several more to get to. Just might not make financial sense for someone to do something like tithing, but it's important to them. So how do you handle that, making financial recommendations while respecting someone's religious beliefs?
I have no problem getting into this. I don't want to, you know, my religious beliefs certainly shouldn't impact a client's, but that's one of my favorite things about tax planning is it's sometimes often possible actually to double your charitable gifts without spending any more money out of pocket. You just got to know where your money's going. I would also say religion sometimes is that purpose that people have been looking for. So it's sometimes I've found a chance to reconnect with your religion now that you have more time. Maybe you experience a mission trip or whatnot. And so, and on the flip side, maybe you're not religious at all and you don't even want to talk about that. That's okay too. Maybe you don't want to give any money to charity. You want to keep all of it for your children. And sometimes, Jen, more common than not, people say, I want to make sure the second to the last check bounces. Well, I don't know when you're going to pass, but I can certainly help with that strategy.
There you go. And number two on our list of taboo topics, relationships. And this is a big one. Retirement can have an impact on your relationship with your spouse, your kids, your grandkids. Not really a money thing here, but how important is it for pre-retirees to think about things like setting boundaries when it comes to watching the grandkids or discuss how much time they'll be spending with their spouse when you're both home all day, every day? I mean, that really can change when your work relationships are going away and now you're back with all the other people in your life a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, this is you know, back to the divorce conversation. This is what happens. You know, for the last 30 and 40 years, you've had the kids. You're raising the kids. The kids occupy your time. At the end of the night, you're exhausted and you go to sleep and you get up and start over. And then, you know, you get to a point, the kids are gone. You're empty nesters, but you're still working, you know. And so you get home at the end of the day. You get to see your spouse, maybe enjoy a dinner, have a glass of wine. Hi, honey. How are you? Great. How is work? Hi, honey. How are you? Great. How is work? And then all of a sudden, it's Saturday, 7 days a week. And I think we can all find some understanding. It's like when you go on vacation, Jen, and I know you love your family more than anything, but, you know, a 7 day vacation, probably on day 4 or 5, you're looking forward to getting back to the office, maybe.
We're ready to be done. Yeah,
ready. you know, and so, I mean, there's humor, certainly, but this is where you need to find that sense of purpose. And I think this is an interesting list because they all sort of, you know, relay together. So, lastly, and again, I know we're running out of time, but if you have a new relationship after a divorce, this is really important. It's where estate planning comes in, and it's where you need to make your family know your wishes and your financial planner, and don't keep it a secret because nothing tears families up more than secrets. I think this is a very important conversation, and I know that the families that tend to thrive are the ones that are more open and transparent. And lastly, I think it's okay to tell your kids you can't afford it. If you really can't afford it, it's okay to tell them that. But at the end of the day, Jen, this is why you need to have such a strong relationship with your financial planner. And these are things that we cover every single day. At Retirement Income Strategies, we have a proprietary process we've actually called the Madison Money Map. So as long as you have a map to get through all of these obstacles and to your final destination, which for most people is not only getting into retirement, but probably more importantly, staying retired, which through what could potentially be 30 years or longer, the Madison Money Map. Now, if you're within the first 10 callers on today's show, as long as you're within 3 to 5 years of your own retirement, and if you've accumulated $500,000 or more towards that retirement, we invite you to call my team at 608-208-1800, 608-208-1800 for your own complimentary Madison Money Map. Once again, call 608-208-1800. This is designed for the first 10 people on today's show. You can also go to MadisonMoneyGuide.com or call or text 608-208-1800.
You've been listening to Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy. That's all the time we have today, but be sure to tune in again next week for more insights from Christian. Have a great week. We'll talk to you then.
Want a second opinion on your retirement plan? Christian Finfrock and his team are ready to help. Call them today. 608-208-1800. That's 608-208-1800. Retirement Income Strategies is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Income Strategies, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments.
Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Retirement Income Strategies is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Retirement Income Strategies. This radio show is a paid placement.